line guard speaking. Yes, Mr. Goldman. Colonel Austin's in the centrifuge right now with one of the astronauts in training. Now, I'll tell him right away. Colonel Austin? Colonel Austin?
What's the matter, Weingart? I was supposed to be inside another 4 minutes.
Oscar Goldman just called. Said you should see him in his office right away. Emergency.
It's always an emergency. Well, guess I'll see.
Colonel Austin?
Yeah, what is it, Weingart?
You stepped out of that centrifuge while it was still spinning. Nobody's ever done that before, Colonel. What?
Health food. Come on in, Steve.
Hi, Oscar. Got a problem?
Lots of people have got a problem this time, Steve. Know that portable nuclear generator our boys at Tech have been working on?
The one small enough to be carried in a van, you mean?
Well, this isn't going to be a secret for long, but a group of terrorists have hijacked it and transferred to the Cape, and they've threatened to hold it for ransom.
My God, Oscar. Those nuts could cause a radiation leak without knowing it. Wipe out a few square miles.
That's the basic idea. They want to evacuate some populated area and then sit on the thing. Steve, I'd like you to find it.
But finding a piece of machinery that could be anywhere between Washington and Florida is a nearly impossible job, even for this bionic man who drives his car now in the direction of his home as...
Hey, what? Who's that in my backseat? What are you?
It's me, Colonel Austin.
Who? Toby? Toby Banner? You're the kid whose knee was being operated on the hospital after my accident.
The accident that made you bionic.
Made me... What does that mean, Toby?
I've known about it all along, Colonel. I recognized you when they brought you in, and you had no arms at all. I figured out what they did to you from talking to you and all those doctors. I saw them bringing in your new leg one day.
I'm not surprised you could figure all that out, Toby. When I was talking to you in the hospital about my moonwalk, you seemed to know more about the geology of the moon than a lot of space scientists hang out. But that doesn't explain why you're hiding in the backseat of my car.
I came here to ask you to get your doctor friends to make me bionic.
Why on earth would you want to do something like that?
Ever since my operation, the kids have been making fun of me because I limp and can't run as fast as they can. They don't let me play baseball or anything with them.
Look, Toby, it's no big privilege to be... Hey, quiet a sec.
This is a news bulletin from the WGBS radio newsroom. A tape-recorded press release has just been delivered to this station, as well as several others in the city, from an unidentified group who claim to have kidnapped an experimental nuclear reactor.
Holy Hannah!
The terrorists claim it is hidden somewhere in the Wilton district, and that the area should be evacuated immediately.
Wilton? That's where I live.
Here is part of the tape we received.
If $10 million in gold bullion is not delivered by jet to a ship 200 miles due east of Washington, we are going to overload the reactor and flush fallout into the atmosphere that won't disappear for years.
All right, Toby. Looks like we continue our discussion another time. I've got something to do.
No, let me help. I know where to hide anything in Wilton. I can help you find...
Bye, Toby. Here's where you get up.
And in the depressed district of the city known as Wilton, the streets are a shambles with a hurriedly organized evacuation.
Hey, you can't drive into this area. Oh, Colonel Austin, we were told you would be here.
Anyone have any leads as to where they've stashed the reactor?
No one's even thought about it yet. It's all we can do here to keep a stampede from developing out of the neighborhood.
I guess that's my job. How do you find a miniature reactor in a few square miles? How do you find a guitar string in a vat of spaghetti? Hold it. I see something. Or someone. That man over there with the metal tag on his shirt. It's the kind of identification tag used in nuclear research facilities. He forgot to take it off. Now I tail my careless friend.
The man enters a ramshackle warehouse in a part of the district that already appears completely evacuated.
About time you got back. What does it look like out there?
Everyone is terrified that if the government does not accede to our demands, people whose homes are here will riot across the city.
It was a master stroke to bring the reactor here.
How is the machine, Dr. Weber?
The steel walls of this old truck are keeping any radiation leaks under control, but there are parts where radiation may help rust eat through. I worry that...
He's been worried about something or other since we entered upon this enterprise. Why could we not find a nuclear expert who... What's that? Door! Someone is...
The game's up, fellas. Two police units are on the way here, and I know you're unarmed except for that machine.
How did you break the bolt in that door?
Oh, I picked the lock. Now the three of you...
Oh! He jerked his arm around, knocked a hole in the wall!
No, he slammed his body into that big storage tank! Dented it!
What's he doing? Can't control my limbs. Something driving me berserk.
Keep out of his way, whatever he is!
At that moment, Steve's young friend Toby is on the roof of the warehouse.
I knew where to hide to keep from getting evacuated out of here, in one of the science labs at the high school. But then when a Geiger counter there started going crazy, I realized there was a radiation leak somewhere. I took the Geiger counter and it led me here. Now let's see. Yeah, it's coming from inside here all right. There's a broken skylight. Wonder what... Wow! Colonel Austin! The radiation leak must be wrecking the controls on his bionic limbs. I gotta get in and help him.
Toby climbs through the broken skylight into the warehouse and sees Steve along with the two terrorists and the scientist running around yelling wildly.
Get out of there! He's headed for the van! No, he's headed for the wall! He's blocking off the door!
Who wants out? There'll be police here in a moment!
Nobody sees me. Get this big steel forklift in front of the truck holding the reactor. Maybe it'll keep Colonel Austin from going crazy.
Can't control myself. Gotta keep Crooks from getting away. Scare him, at least. What's that?
The forklift! The kid over there is moving it!
He's got it right in front of the reactor! Hey, you kid! What do you think you're doing in here, you little...
I'll tell you what he's doing. He's giving me control of myself again.
Thanks for making him let go of me, Colonel Austin.
And thank you, Toby, for cutting off the radiation leak. Think the seconds these characters have got left to spend awake are numbered?
Let me out of here!
Oh, no, you don't.
That's it, Colonel! Give it to him good!
Freeze! Police! Get you! What happened here? Colonel Austin!
Oh, pardon the mess, officer. My maid only comes in once a week, you see.
As the terrorists file meekly off with the police, a team of technicians is dispatched to retrieve the lost nuclear reactor.
Well, Toby, you still want to be bionic?
You bet. I saw the way you mopped up those guys. If I could do that, there wouldn't be a kid in town could make
Toby,
me...
Toby, listen to me. What you saw in there was a man being forced to go berserk because there are parts of his body he wasn't born with that went out of control. Only your quick thinking and nerve made it possible for my not being like that still. Understand what I'm saying?
I guess so, but...
What I'm saying is maybe you're worth a lot more than $6 million, the way you are.